Refugees and terrorists top today's broadcast, but it's not all bad news. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The stories today will show you how crisis becomes opportunity and how you can help expand God's kingdom. 12,000 refugees are trapped in the no man's land along the Jordanian-Syrian border. They can't go back, and they can't go forward because Jordan is only letting a few in per day. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada just returned from a trip to the region.
You see these people coming in, and they really have no status. It's similar to what's going on in Turkey, where you have massive numbers of refugees that have come into these places. They can't work. They, you know, can barely survive.
The refugees are used to being treated as non-people. It's why their team came through, though, with Christmas blessings.
We're giving, you know, children backpacks and food to families, encouraging them. And then also identifying, you know, key people that are there that are doing evangelistic work and strengthening the church.
One church leader explained why they're asking for prayer.
It's amazing, really, what God is doing and the amount of people from both Muslim backgrounds and historic Christian backgrounds that didn't have a personal faith in Jesus. They're coming to know the Lord. But he said, we're just tired because, you know, we're just inundated trying to help these people.
The need for help doesn't stop with Jordan. Nigeria is in its Harmattan wind season, lasting from December to March. The winds cause nearly freezing temperatures, and dust can blot out the sun for days. For the 2 million people displaced by Boko Haram, these winds are a huge threat. Open Doors USA is working in Nigeria to provide relief help and equip the persecuted church. You can help by praying for the Nigerian people and for God's work there. Learn more by visiting missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. There are a lot of dangers for a church planter in a Muslim country. While physical persecution may be at the top of the list, sheer exhaustion and discouragement would follow close behind. Forgotten Missionaries International is having a conference for Christian workers in one of the most closed countries in the world. FMI's Bruce Allen says the opportunity to talk to others in ministry there is a real blessing.
Conferences like this are a great time for them to hear the testimony from other church planters of what God is doing in their areas. And they go away encouraged and strengthened and emboldened to continue serving in their own areas.
The U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom rates Pakistan as one of the most repressive governments for religious freedoms. Our prayers can ensure Christians there have the stamina to continue sharing the gospel. And now we turn from equipping life givers to saving lives that have yet to begin. A couple weeks ago, we told you about Vinita Shah. She created the Disha Foundation to help save unborn lives in India. Today, we're introducing you to Dr. Jamila George,
who is a medical doctor and who works with the Emmanuel Hospital Association. And Dr. Jamila has partnered also with Vinita and been able to provide that sanctity of life training.
Life International VP Melinda Delahoyd says they're helping both women spread Christ's message of hope and healing throughout India. Read Dr. Jamila's testimony at our website, missionnews.org.
Dr. Jamila George is on the front line, not just with her medical training, but what she's able to bring to the whole question of the value of every human life. And then you combine that with a caring heart that's called by Jesus.
Frontiers is saving lives too, albeit through an unusual channel, social media. Since the Arab uprising in 2011, many Muslims have begun questioning their faith, and they've taken their questions to social media, and Frontiers is answering. Through Facebook, Twitter, and more, thousands of Muslims are hearing the good news of Christ. Please pray that God would continue to use social media as a tool to reveal His love. To learn more about the stories you've heard today, visit us at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share the stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.